KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky. It's 22 degrees. Temperatures going in the opposite direction. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, warming up to around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston say a man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on an assault charge. 35-year-old Stephen Bochniak of Creston was arrested at the law enforcement center on charges of domestic assault and obstruction of emergency communications. Bochniak was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people have been arrested Tuesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston. 20-year-old Logan Haug of Winterset was arrested on a warrant for third-degree burglary. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And 32-year-old Ashley Nicole Foster of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Foster was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 18-year-old Rosella Rayanne Weaver of Glenwood had been arrested early Wednesday morning. She was taken into custody at around 12:36 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Interstate 29 for theft in the fifth degree, driving under suspension, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Weaver's bond in the Mills County Jail was set at $600. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, a retired lieutenant colonel in the Iowa Army National Guard and chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee on Emerging Threats and Capabilities, on Wednesday announced the U.S. Service Academy nominations for 40 young Iowans. Ernst says in a statement, as a combat veteran and mother of a West Point cadet, it is truly an honor to nominate these qualified Iowa students for admittance to our U.S. Service Academy. Each of the students has exemplified strong leadership, dedication to academics, and commitment to community service. And the nomination is an important step, she says, in the admissions process. Ernst said she's proud to assist these students in reaching their goal of serving our nation in uniform. Each year, Senator Ernst nominates Iowa students to the U.S. Air Force Academy, U.S. Naval Academy, U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. And here's a list of some of the area students who were nominated by Senator Ernst for the class of 2024. The U.S. Air Force Academy, Anthony Cordes of Avoca and Jacob Horaski of Trainer. And for the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Wynn Yeager from Winterset. Now, the admissions process to the service academies is highly competitive, and Senator Ernst encourages students to apply for more than one academy, and it denotes that students are being nominated for both the first and second choices of service academy if there's a highlight on that list, which in this case there isn't. Officials of the Iowa National Guard Wednesday said Camp Dodge in Johnston was placed in a lockdown status Wednesday afternoon following a perceived threat at a supply warehouse, building number W-12. And the incident unfolded around 1:39 p.m. Guard spokesman Colonel Michael Wun said the Camp Dodge employees were notified of a lockdown after a 911 call was placed. Within 5 minutes, the first local law enforcement officers were on the scene. Iowa State Patrol, Polk County deputies, and Johnston Police responded to the call as well. The origin of and circumstances surrounding the perceived threat remained under investigation. Colonel Wun said there were no injuries or arrests to report. Law enforcement agencies have said there was no ongoing threat either. During the Camp Dodge lockdown, Johnston Public Schools were also locked down as part of the investigation process. Camp Dodge functions as the state headquarters for the Iowa National Guard with about 700 full-time employees. Colonel Wun said Iowa National Guard soldiers, airmen, and civilian employees are routinely trained in emergency action responses to events such as inclement weather, active shooters, and bomb threats. Physical security, anti-terrorism, and emergency action plans are continually reviewed, he said, revised, and implemented throughout the organization. And while Camp Dodge employees are trained in the appropriate response to such events, Colonel Wun says an armed civilian security force is responsible for Camp Dodge security. Authorities say one person has died in a house fire in a community along the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa. The blaze was reported around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday in Fairport, which is about 7 miles east of Muscatine. The victim's name, the cause of the fire, and other details have not yet been released. Well, three Iowa Democrats serving in the U.S. House voted to impeach President Trump last night. Congressman Steve King, the only Iowa Republican in the delegation, opposed it. He said Democrats are trying to undo the results of the 2016 election.
And they brought this case November 9th, the day after Trump was elected.
King gave a 90-second speech on the House floor Tuesday afternoon. He accused Democrats of pushing impeachment to divert attention from Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton's actions.
And to go so far as to bring impeachment hearings to try to cover all of this up. And I would take you back to October of 2015 when Barack Obama said Hillary Clinton would never intend to jeopardize our national security.
Republicans immediately criticized the first two first-term congressmen from Iowa who voted to impeach the president for abuse of power, suggesting Abney Finkenauer of Dubuque and Cindy Axne of West Des Moines had destroyed their chance at re-election in 2020. Axne said she stands behind her vote.
I never looked at the decision that I had to make for this from a political perspective. I wouldn't be doing my job for the people in Iowa if that's how I looked at my job. I look at this from what's best for our country and what my responsibilities are, and I take this very seriously.
Axne says her vote was about responding to the president's abuse of power.
I think it's the right thing to do. I wouldn't have done it if all the facts hadn't led to that.
Finkenauer, in a written statement issued before the vote, said she had a duty to respond to an abuse of power at the highest level. Congressman Dave Loebsack, a Democrat from Iowa City who is not seeking re-election, is the other member of the Iowa delegation who voted for the two articles of impeachment. In a written statement issued Tuesday, Loebsack said President Trump's actions cannot be allowed to stand as an example for future leaders. Both of the Republicans who represent Iowa and the U.S. Senate are criticizing the House vote. Senator Joni Ernst tweeted last night that Democrats, in her words, have been heck-bent on impeaching Trump since day one. Senator Grassley issued a written statement. He accused Democrats of advancing the first partisan impeachment of a president in modern history. The Iowa Democratic Party's chairman tweeted that he was proud of the three Iowa Democrats in the House for showing that no one, not even a president, is above the law. If Iowa voters cannot make it to their neighborhood precinct meeting site on caucus night, the Iowa Democratic Party is sanctioning 99 satellite locations for caucusing on February 3rd, including three locations for Iowans who are in Europe. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Registered Iowa voters who are overseas have the option of caucusing in a student housing building in Paris, France, or at homes in Scotland or the country of Georgia. 71 of the satellite caucus locations are in Iowa at places like college campuses, senior living facilities, and churches and religious centers. All locations were evaluated and approved by a site selection committee. Iowa Democrats are establishing caucus sites in Arizona, California, and Florida for Iowa voters who retreat to warmer states during the winter. And Iowans around the nation's capital will be able to caucus at a Marriott hotel in Washington, D.C. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Lobbyists from business groups used a public hearing in the governor's office this week to tout proposals that would improve and expand affordable housing and child care options for working parents. J.D. Davis is a lobbyist for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry.
We know we have to get kind of into the weeds now, and when we talk to our members throughout the state of Iowa, in some places it's housing, in some places it's child care, and we look forward to working on those issues and solving those with others that are experiencing the same issues that we have.
Iowa Chamber Alliance Executive Director Dustin Miller said his group supports an increase in the state tax credits for workforce housing.
And I don't think it gets mentioned enough, but historic preservation tax credit in urban and rural settings, it has the ability to impact housing as well.
Others who spoke at Tuesday afternoon's hour-long public hearing addressed issues like criminal justice reform and expanding the sale of biofuels. Kevin Keel of the Iowa Farm Bureau urged the governor to change the way mental health services are financed.
Mental health funding in Iowa should be included in the state budget and remove this cost from property taxes. Iowa is one of only a handful full of states where property taxpayers fund mental health services, creating inequities for top property taxpayers. Now is the time to transition to an equitable funding source, with the state assuming the costs of the mental health system.
After the hearing, Governor Reynolds told reporters she'd consider increasing state spending on the system, and she believes property taxes should continue to support mental health services, and some counties may have to increase their levies.
We're taking all of those things into consideration when we try to figure out what is a sustainable funding mechanism for both adult and children mental health services.
Representatives of Des Moines University asked the governor to continue state funding for courses to help medical students recognize and treat mentally ill patients. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.